What year is it again? We can't seem to keep our decades straight between 80s night and Rachel's documentary watching. Stay tuned for 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, January 27th. I'm your host, Sarah Kovach, a digital editor here at WESA. And with us is Josh Rollerson of the Pennsylvania Environmental Council.
Hello, Sarah.
Hello. And of course, we have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hello. She's bundled up with her blanket scarf today.
I love blanket scarves.
It's like 60 degrees out there.
No, it's not. No. It's like 40.
Well, yeah, but it's sunny.
This is my ditching a coat, but it's warm enough to have a blanket scarf, but not cold enough that I need a coat.
Those are pretty specific conditions.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should take advantage of them.
Perfect blanket scarf weather.
And it's sunny.
I only just today learned that a blanket scarf was a thing.
Well, yeah. It's just a very large scarf.
Yeah, I learned so much from you guys.
I got it locally too.
Where is it from?
Boutique number 14 in Lawrenceville.
Oh.
So shout out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say,
right by La Gourmandine. So
Oh boy.
It's a good stop to make because La Gourmandine is awesome.
I finally stopped in one of the boutiques on the south side. I walk by it all the time. It's right next to Starbucks on Carson Street.
Oh, a fig or whatever that is?
Fig and Leaf, I think it's called. Yeah. I walk by it all the time. They have very cute stuff, and I needed to get some things for my sister for her birthday, and they had some lovely trinkets.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a larger regional chain.
Oh, is it?
I'm pretty sure, but it's okay. Still, supporting local economy.
Supporting Carson.
That counts, right?
Supporting Carson Street.
Yeah, I think paying taxes, right? I don't know.
Sure.
Oh, wait, no, clothes aren't taxed. Never mind. Just forget I ever said that.
Clothes aren't taxed?
No, not in Pennsylvania.
It's a necessity. Wow. It's like the only perk of living in.
Does that include shoes?
Kidding. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Whew.
Yeah.
I should know. I buy a lot of shoes, but I never thought to stop and check.
So, yeah, it's such a great thing. Whenever I go anywhere else and I have to pay taxes on clothes, I get all mad. We're like one of only two or three states, I think, that don't tax clothes.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. I've learned all the things I can learn today. I have to go now.
Brain is full. I'm done.
Well, Rachel, where can we wear our untaxed clothing this week?
So up first on Friday, again, I feel as if we should call this Social Club Podcast and Beer.
I know. We do talk about beer a lot.
And beer, because it's pretty much all we talk about. So, Wiggle Whiskey.
Can I interrupt you to just tell a little story about way back when, before we started the on-air segment.
Mm-hmm. And when we were on the actual radio.
Yes. Tammy, our former program director, who was the one who recruited you for this gig. Around that time, we were having a series of conversations about podcast projects and other kind of like content ventures. And one of her ideas was like, maybe we should do like a podcast about the craft beer scene in Pittsburgh. And this is 2011.
Whoa.
And I was like, I don't know if there's enough going on out there in the beer scene. And partly that was just my ignorance because I was new here, but also there wasn't nearly as much going on. But like in retrospect, we clearly missed the boat on that.
I think you can't throw.
I feel like indirectly, we've kind of got that covered now.
Yeah.
A little
bit. You can't throw a rock without hitting a beer nerd these days.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I know. I feel like every week when we're talking about events, there's like five new breweries that I haven't heard of.
Well, I did go to Mindful last week.
How was that?
It was good. It's beautiful. The space is incredible. So they have their own beers, but then they also have a bottle shop. And then you can also get growlers and crowlers. So it's this massive space on Route 88. I was correct. I thought it was 51. I think it's like right by 51, 88. I don't know. I get confused out there. It's in Castle Shannon area. And it's two stories. They have this deck that on Saturday, which when it was 65 degrees, it was open. And you can pick up, you know, beer from them. Bless you, Josh.
Bless you.
beer from them or beer from other local breweries and et cetera. I mean, I don't think there's like Busch Light there, but they have like Great Lakes and Church Brew. And it was really beautiful. Yeah. And they have food. They have a full menu of like pierogies and burgers. And then they have a lot of fried chicken options. They have a Nashville fried chicken option, which I guess is kind of a hot thing.
That, oh, yeah. Hot chicken.
Like, it is hot?
Hmm.
Yeah.
I was going to say physically. It's a physically hot chicken. I think
oh, so is... they cook the chicken. Whoa. they do things crazy in Nashville.
Hot, spicy.
Yeah. I uh-huh. went to Nashville last year and did not try it, so I would love to try Pittsburgh's take on the that Nashville food brewing. I did not eat.
Yeah. So anyway, back to our events. On Friday, Wiggle Whiskey is releasing Old Sap, which is a collaboration. They collaborate a lot with breweries, which is pretty awesome. And this one is with Four Seasons. It's a maple beer, and ooh, they will be premiering it on the 27th, and it's $15.
It's a maple beer that they have blended with some whiskey, or yeah, it's a beer.
Break that down for us.
Okay, so what I am reading is it is distilled from malt and maple syrup. Mm-hmm. It's sweet, malty, and velvety from the addition of 165 pounds of local maple syrup.
Can I just say, I feel like Wiggle is doing a new release of something like every week.
Yeah, pretty much.
How they are prolific.
They really are. Like, they're pumping out
a marketing
booze
machine
at a pace that I appreciate.
Yeah. Pumping. I like that.
they've tapped into a rich vein.
Oh.
See what I did there?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
My compliments to the chef.
Also, on another side note, you know, Southern Tier is opening this weekend. Officially.
Oh, you know, I thought it opened a long time ago because they kind of had like a makeshift outdoor thing for a little bit, didn't they?
Did they?
No, I don't know.
Oh.
But I didn't realize they weren't open yet, so I clearly haven't stopped by on the North Shore.
What's their location?
North Shore.
North
Shore. Next to the new Tequila Cowboy place, right? Is that what it's called?
I thought it was next to Bar Louie.
Those might be... in
next
the same
to each other.
Yeah.
I mean, they're next to the next to the next two. I mean, it's on the side of Stage AE and in between Heinz Field and PNC Park. So you really,
if you're stumbling around the North Shore, you'll hit it.
Yeah. You'll be okay. You'll get it. So what I read that was interesting from Next Pittsburgh is that they have their brewery in New York and they'll keep their brewing facilities with the Pumpkin and their other popular brews. But in Pittsburgh, they have a brewing system as well. And it kind of sounded to me from what I was reading was they were going to be doing a lot of experimental things and taste testing it with customers. So
sign us really, up. We're ready.
We're ready to taste test. So really, I mean, I think that's a really cool concept because I think they're a big brand and it's really cool to know that we in Pittsburgh will have a part in saying yay or nay for beers.
Local touch, too.
Everybody wants to do R&D in Pittsburgh. It's just...
That's awesome.
You know, like Uber and...
Oh, Google yeah. Mm-hmm. It's very true. Yeah.
That's right, California friends who don't believe me. Pittsburgh is cool.
I know. Well, when I had my boss here, I took
it's like companies from out of town slum here.
they
do the stuff
slummy.
They wouldn't do in their home
Amazon
cities.
Is here now, so...
Amazon's here now?
Yeah. What?
Wait, what?
Where have you been?
You guys, I don't have to pay attention to the news anymore. So.
Yeah, it's like secretive, though. Did you catch that?
No, I don't think I even knew that.
Scoop.
So Amazon has offices in the South Side now. And their main focus, well, I forget there's three.
Are they like in our building and I don't even know it?
Yeah, they're right here watching you. Well, so they have three main focuses. I forget the two, but the one is Alexa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I have the Google Home competitor and it needs work. So hopefully everyone can step up their game. We ask Google Home questions and then she just says, I don't know that answer.
No, she's always listening to you.
My daughter asked Siri this morning, what's 0 divided by 0? And Siri just went on this whole long speech about cookies and
Was
so you
Siri
know how
drunk?
Like. I something was up with Siri.
Really?
Siri is maybe approaching sentience and also drunk at the same time. I'm not sure.
You're like, Siri, you can stop now.
It was like she spun out this whole story problem involving Cookie Monster and cookies and dividing 0 cookies among 0 friends and then ended up making fun of my kid for not having any friends. It was bizarre.
Whoa.
Wow. Siri is ruthless.
It went on for like 3 minutes.
Well, don't ask Siri what 0 plus 0 is.
She's not a friendly gal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you want the the real truth.
Well, she takes a lot of abuse. I think it's getting to her.
I could see that.
And a lot of competitors now.
That's true.
So sticking on the beer theme, I guess maybe it's to keep warm in the winter too, although it hasn't been that cold. We have second annual Imbibe Northside, which is at the Mattress Factory. And I will say there are all the Northside breweries that are going to be attending, which includes War Street Breweries that is not open yet, right? Didn't we talk about this? I was talking about this with someone, how they have not opened
yes,
yet.
I tried to go to there, but I could not. But I went to Allegheny City.
Which will
Brewing?
Also be at Imbibe Northside, as well as Southern Tier, their newest neighbor, Penn Brewery, and Wiggle Whiskey, because obviously we said they're everywhere.
You know what else is going
Sarah,
on?
You raised your hand. Yes.
You know what else is going on the north side right now, which is driving me nuts because I'm doing this stupid Whole 30 diet and I can't have any dairy. Casa Lula just opened in Alphabet City.
Cheese.
It's like a cheese centric restaurant, and I'm dying to go there.
Yeah.
Dying. It's my dream.
Cheese centric. Okay. Tell me more.
It's just like all cheese
and wine, right?
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't really go wrong.
No.
Unless you're lactose intolerant, then maybe don't go there.
Then
or
I
take your lactate.
Then you have my pity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously lots going on in the north side. You can hit up the Imbibe North Side. It is at 6:30 on Saturday. Tickets are only $35. And obviously check out the Mattress Factory, which is a very cool space. And then Taco Truck and Berg Bites will be there, which are Berg Bites. I just love them so much. And Berg Bites truck, have you ever had them before?
I don't know if I've had that one.
I think so.
They're delish. And they just opened, we have all this scoop this week. They just opened a brick and mortar in Bridgeville, which Bridgeville has had a lot of things opening recently.
I don't spend time in Bridgeville, so this is all new to me.
I don't either. But Bacon is opening a new concept restaurant in Bridgeville as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So
maybe we should take a field trip.
Is the concept bacon?
Yeah.
No, it's like mac and tots. And
stop.
Beer and stuff.
Oh, my God. Bye. Huh. Bye, we're done here.
Would you say that it's a macaroni forward establishment?
Yes.
Am I using that right?
Yeah. I love it. Yes.
Does that mean it's bacon backwards? I took this joke.
I would assume that there would have to be bacon.
Macaroni
mac
in the front,
cheese.
Bacon in the rear.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
Right?
We're also, just to ride this train for a little bit longer, in Dormont, very exciting news because we don't have any. Okay, wait, let me backtrack.
Oh, boy.
I know. I can't go on my diatribe. I live in Dormont. Things need to happen. It makes me mad. But what's really cool that's happening is Wing Hearts is opening a new concept, and it is going to be a gin forward. It's going to be a gin bar with, I think, 80 plus gins, which I love, and an Indian restaurant.
Okay.
Interesting.
I get it.
Yeah. That's okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So
I have to say, I'll be excited to eat their Indian food. Not a gin lover, though.
It's okay. You can still come. I allow you.
I'll get
you know
whiskey
gin is
at
just
the
like flavored vodka.
Really?
I learned this at Wiggle, actually.
What?
Yeah, it's like it's all distilled from potatoes, but then they infuse it with juniper and some stuff, and then that's gin. Or you could make it from any alcohol base, but I guess it's usually potato based.
Yeah, I think I'm not a fan of the juniper. It like has an earthy, almost. It has like an earthiness.
Medicinal.
I don't like. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't care for it.
Well, that's the. I mean, that's where the gin and tonic originated, right? As a as an antiseptic.
To heal the broken.
I am learning so much today.
I know. Well, they'll be able to teach you stuff too, I'm sure. Then we also have on Saturday, Sienna Mercado does a lot of themed nights, which I definitely appreciate. And they're doing a Miami Vice themed night on Saturday starting at 4 p.m. Totally 80s party in luxurious Miami Beach.
Ooh.
That's what they said.
I think I saw them tweeting about this yesterday.
Yeah. I love a good themed party, so I really can't hate. And I think, especially in the winter doldrums, it's definitely a nice thing to add to your calendar.
Now, can you honestly say you have memories of watching that show when it was on?
I think that may have been before I was born.
Yeah. Wait, do you? You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're like shaking your head.
Come
on.
What years was it on?
Like the mid-80s.
There were like a lot of
late 80s, maybe.
jackets with heavy shoulder pads and like t-shirts.
It was like all the cliche images that you associate with the 80s as a monolith. Like most of them originated with that show.
And those
the
cars.
The collar and the, yeah.
The cars like on Back to the Future where they open from the top.
And they've got like the pushed up like blazer sleeves.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the big hair.
And the hair and the synth heavy music.
Did you
and,
have any of these accessories in the 80s?
I think we all did. I think you were issued them.
Josh, please share pictures.
I know. I need to see the mullet.
I would like to see you in your like pastel blazer.
Yeah.
Pushed up.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly I went from just like my late 70s child bowl haircut straight to, you know, what you see before you now, which is like three quarters bald.
So. I was going to say flock of seagulls.
I had the...
Yeah. I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
Okay.
I had the 90s version of that same bowl cut, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, there was a 90s version of that?
Well, I mean, it was on my head in the 90s. Okay. So. But it was a straight mushroom cap.
Right on.
Yeah.
We all had our days. Do not worry about that. So then moving along to another alcoholic beverage, we also have Pittsburgh's Wine on the Three Rivers, which is at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center from Saturday from 10 to 8. So there's a ton of sessions, so you're really not going to miss out on anything.
That's not one big session that you just go to all day.
No, there are a million different sessions starting from 10 to 1, 11 to 2, 12 to 3, so you get the point. They're in three-hour sessions. It's only $10, which is crazy because that's super cheap. They have a ton of different wineries that will be on hand, so if you're a wino, this is probably going to be an event for you.
That makes me want to quit my diet just to do that.
I'm sorry.
I might have a cheat day.
You only have like this weekend, right?
I know, but everything's happening this weekend.
Oh, no. I know. Well, there will be next weekend.
You got to move to someplace less interesting with less going on.
Apparently.
Yeah, seriously. And then bonus event I just want to mention because it starts on the 30th is Oakland Restaurant Week. So we have our regular restaurant week, but Oakland always does a Oakland-focused restaurant week. And they have a bunch of different eateries around the Oakland area that will be serving specials. And they also have a Meatless Monday. So all you vegetarians rejoice. And I think in terms of Oakland, they definitely have a lot of restaurants.
Does this include the, I can't remember the name of it, but the restaurant, the Japanese restaurant that does sushi burritos?
Sushi Fuku?
I feel like we talked about
it.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Fuku?
Yeah. It's on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll have to finally try that.
Mm-hmm.
The place that's like Chipotle, basically, only with sushi? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's fun.
I think you just grab and go, right?
I think so.
With that? Yeah.
That's the impression I get. I have not actually been, but this could be my week.
Yeah, this could be your entire week.
In fact, I think when I discovered that place, it was during Oakland Restaurant Week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get
if I worked
burrito?
In Oakland, I would go there regularly. I don't remember what I had. I think I had something really basic. Probably had California rolls or something. But
Oakland's one of those places where there are places that I've bookmarked that I would like to try, but it's parking is just
Uber girl.
I know.
Or Lyft. We'll be fair.
I know. It's very true.
Or Zipcar. Not Zipcar. What's it called? Z Trip.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of those out there. Their
official slogan, I think, is "You want an app? Fine, here's an app."
They're Yellow Cab. They were
Yellow. Yeah, I think so.
They
yeah.
rebranded. They got rid of all their cabs, and now it's all.
Does that mean they're new
cars? I'm only loosely paraphrasing what I recall from the press conference about that announcement. It was like, apparently, kids want apps nowadays. So, fine.
Oh my gosh,
the future is here.
Look it up. WESA.FM.
Yes.
Well, I have been having some issues with my Uber tipping situation.
I saw you posting about this.
Yeah, I got into a cab in Phoenix, and we were talking about the address, and he was like, "Oh, the PIN didn't drop right," and I was like, "Well, I changed it," and all this stuff, and he's like, "That's why you tip your drivers," because like apparently he like you know went out of his way, but still, this wasn't my first time with. Another woman in San Francisco had like plastered all over her car, tip me, pretty much. Like, give me 5 stars, 4 stars, or whatever it is. Tip me.
So, I have to say I've not experienced that in Pittsburgh. I've really not had like an unpleasant Lyft or Uber experience.
Have you looked up your score on Uber?
I don't know that I have, but
yeah, it's hidden.
I can't think of a time that I've not given 5 stars. I mean, if they're...
But they rate you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But I feel like I always have... But I feel like it's always a pleasant interaction. So I'd be really surprised if someone gave me, like, a really low rating.
Well, there was a whole skit on SNL that Aziz Ansari did about the Uber driver and him impressing each other so they could each get a great score.
That's, like, one of the... what's a new Amazon show that's supposed... Or not Amazon... Netflix show that's kind of like Twilight Zone.
OA?
The OA? Are you watching that?
No, not that one.
No, I haven't.
The other one, it's like every episode's individually contained.
I have no clue.
Black Mirror?
Black Mirror, yeah. And it had black in the title. Yeah. There's an episode of Black Mirror that's like really like unsettling with Bryce Dallas Howard.
Every episode is really unsettling. That's the whole premise.
I guess it's, okay, that's true. I haven't watched that many, so. But yeah. More TV references to the same thing.
I know. Well, I mean,
when are we going to do the podcast about TV shows we're watching?
Anytime. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we're doing it right now.
I know.
For me, it's usually TV shows I'm falling asleep in front of on the couch. But
oh my God, you guys, I watch so much more TV now.
What are you watching?
Oh, I'm watching the OA for one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that good?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
It's very odd.
I have been going back. I don't know if they just added this or we just discovered it, but CNN did the 60s, 70s, and 80s documentaries in the past couple years. And we started watching one board like on a Friday or Saturday on CNN and then found them on Netflix, all the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it's an hour long. I think there are 8 episodes. Have you watched any?
No.
They're really interesting, and I would say, especially with the politics, especially
we're kind of
like,
reliving the 80s right now, aren't we?
Well, the 60s, the 70s, or we're in the 70s right now, and we're actually reliving a lot of the 70s in terms of women's rights and just scandals and things like that. So I would highly recommend that on Netflix right now.
That was like a very public radio kind of recommendation, Rachel.
Oh, well.
You're like... Yeah. I don't really watch TV. I mostly just watch documentaries on Netflix.
Well, yeah. I also watch
The
Real Housewives.
I like to learn while I watch.
So. Yeah.
I watch The Real Housewives and I listen to a Real Housewives breakdown podcast. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I'm not upper echelon by any means. I go low as well.
I was going to say while you guys were talking about these things, basically for like 4 weeks straight, I've just been watching all the same Bob's Burgers episodes that I've seen over and over again on Netflix.
Oh my God, my kids are obsessed with Bob's Burgers.
This kid's obsessed with Bob's Burgers. I love Bob's Burgers.
Is it kid appropriate?
I don't know. I decided that it was okay at one point when I had it on in front of them and they immediately became obsessed with it. Hmm. They got iPads for Christmas, so now they play Minecraft and they've got like the Netflix app open in the background and they now do like a picture in picture thing.
Oh my gosh.
So you can watch Bob's Burgers in the corner of your screen while you...
What?
That's what they do all day.
That makes me...
So do you even talk to them?
Really happy.
Occasionally.
Do you know they're around?
Yeah, like we talk about Bob's Burgers mostly.
Okay.
Who's their favorite character?
Well, they don't like Tina at all. Like, that's
what?
The one thing they're really emphatic. They don't like Tina.
Aw, Tina's the best.
She's such a downer.
Well, she's...
They like Louise.
She marches to her own beat, which I appreciate. Louise is... I'm all about Louise, so
I'm very out of this convo.
Well, this has been TV Club.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
TV/beer club. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening once again.
Yeah.
We'll be back talking about the same things next week, so don't worry. Don't you worry your little
heads. Find your favorite
Not worried.
Netflix documentary and grab a beer.
Yeah.
So.
All right. See you guys.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.